campaigns begin today and a lot happening already. Well, for some of the political parties, they are yet to comment campaigns. I mean, the Labour Party, we heard the APC as well. And what plans the other political parties have, we don't know. The NPP, the PDP, SDP and the rest of them, perhaps some still waiting for certain lists to drop from INEC. Well, whatever the case is, officially, according to the calendar by INEC, campaigns are to start today. While we look at all of the people involved in the process, it is important to also remind ourselves of one particular sector that plays an important role during electoral process, and that would be security personnel. Security agencies, whether it's the police, most of the times the police, because they are the ones that interact directly most of the times with the ordinary citizens. So now, many have said, and complaints by some political parties who are in opposition at various times over the years has been that there is a way incumbents find a strategy to use security officials to intimidate and to hinder the campaigns of other political parties and sometimes the election in general. How police officers and other security personnel should conduct themselves has been a major focus, even though there is an act, the police act, that spells out clearly the conduct of police officers. In the past, in some cases, we've seen that those laws have been broken. So, we're live on Facebook and we have a question that we'd like you to ask. Should we be concerned about the professionalism of security agencies as we begin campaigns? That's a question we'd like you to respond to. We're live on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH. We are live on Twitter as well at Nigeria Info PH. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew and my guest this morning is a former Assistant Inspector General of Police, Felix Obaudu, will be speaking to us via telephone and giving us insight into activities of police personnel and agencies, security agencies during campaigns and electoral process. What should be expected? What should we demand from the police personnel? Meanwhile, you respond to that question on Facebook Live. Should we be concerned about the professionalism of security agencies as we begin campaigns? I'll go over to my guest now. Hello. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Very fantastic. Thank you very much. I'm sure you're having a great morning as well.
Yes, by the grace of God.
All right. So, campaigns begin today. Prior to now, we've had in the past and building up to this date complaints of how incumbents use security personnel and agencies to intimidate and then sometimes to even frustrate the campaign processes, activities of other people. Many expect that, oh, this should not be the case. So if you don't mind sharing with us, how should security personnel conduct themselves in times like this?
Well, thank you very much for this opportunity to respond to the situations on ground that we are going through commencing today. First and foremost, police officers should operate within the guidelines, the rules, regulations, and the laws that regulate the operations. They should be non-partisan, they should be civil, they should not be temperamental, and they should not encourage violence. That's by assaulting and all of that. Then, I also want to say that we also need to appeal to the politicians, the political gladiators, who require these security operatives to support them one way or the other. You recall just a few days back, there was this female inspector, woman inspector, who was so brutalized and was bleeding, who was deployed to work with Professor Mrs. Abiola. And what was the problem? It was because they wanted to use her for what she's not supposed to do. And as an inspector at that level, he stood on ground to say, look, I'm not here to be getting involved in domestic chores. That's not why I'm posted to you. And that was how they assaulted and brutalized at that extent. So I just hope that, all our police security operatives, we told that line. And what is the line we're talking about? Maintaining law and order. Doing what is right. Not being used for primordial, personal, selfish purposes. And they should not be partisan. They should be neutral. Stand for justice.
Many
are told to do what is illegal, what is not fair, what is not right. They should be bold enough to tell their bosses, sir, what you're asking me to do is not right, sir. Please, I cannot do it. Secondly, I also want to say that we've always failed in emphasizing collective policing in this country. Rather, we keep on deploying security operatives attached to big men in quotes and all of that, political office holders, as if lives are not equal. In other political climes, go to the US, go to the UK, go to Germany, go to France, wherever, you don't find even prime ministers, presidents, having policemen pulling them up and down. But it's only here in this country that some things are done. Then again, because the fault is not exclusively on the security agencies, if we think it's only when police officers do the right thing or do the wrong thing that we will have to start making and no, it's not right. We need to sensitize the public, enlighten them on their do's and their don'ts. Follow due process. Do what is right. Don't be compromised. Shun violence. And like I've always said, it takes little or nothing to destroy. But it takes so much to build. It takes so much to build. And the example I've always given is that a 12-10 student building can be brought down with explosives in less than 10, 15, 20 minutes. Mm. But can that be re-erected in 10, 20, 15 minutes? The answer is obviously no.
But
my honest advice to security operators, not just the police alone, you have the civil defense. They're going to bring on board people from the correctional sector, like the former prison service. They're going to bring from customs service, immigration, and all of that. They should make sure the right things are done. The laws are not breached. Violence is not encouraged and not supported.
But this has been
promoted.
This has
and
been.
They should not be used. They should not be used to oppress any other person.
Mr. Felix, this has been the message. Over time, this would not be the first time police officers are being told to act this way and do this. I mean, these things are already spelt out there and they know. But then, time and time again, people complain and we hear and sometimes even see that, you know, those directives are not adhered to. Which brings us to the question of how the police handles such situations and such personnel that when they fall out of line. You'd also might have heard about the human rights abuses that comes in this period and the complaints of political parties about how, you know, instructions that they know. There are some parties that will tell you, oh, police will come and block a place and tell a political party, oh, your campaign office, you can't do this thing here because this road you are blocking. Meanwhile, the party in power might be doing exactly the same thing without any, you know, obstruction from security agencies. Situations like these, how are they tackled by the police authorities?
That is what I just told you now. In enforcing the law, the police must not, and I repeat and emphasize, must not be partisan. And that's always talk as a law, that's what we talk about, equality before the law. It doesn't matter whether it's the party in power or the party aspiring to be in power. No. It doesn't matter whether the persons involved are not involved in politics. The right thing must be done. And again, let us not always lay the blame squarely at the doorstep of the police or security agency alone. Some of our political leaders, political office holders, are responsible for all of this. But what I'm saying is that the police officers must stand for what is right. Because of these abuses, it's not the police officers or security agents that go out there to do it themselves. Like Riley said, Party A does it, is allowed to go on. Party B does it, no, you cannot do it. It's because somebody's been remotely controlled to legal and all of that. So we must insist on equality before the law, standing for what is right. If, for instance, you say, this road is just one way, this way you go, you can't go the other way. The next thing, somebody in the party in power is coming driving against what you said and they're lying to pass. Somebody is not in any party, another citizen is coming and you get him arrested. That is very wrong. That's wrong. It is very wrong. That's how I've said that. The IG has already commenced the kind of training and enlightenment and sensitization.
Yeah, I was coming to that next.
Police officers. Nationwide.
So they've been training for police officers.
To sensitize them, to advise them to stand by what is right at all times. Not to be partisan.
Are there punishments also? Now that they have these trainings added to what they already know, what sort of punishments are on ground for when some officers, go against these directives?
No, of course, there are sanctions on ground. If, for instance, it's just something that has to do with discipline, he'd be charging for the room child and all of that. If it's something criminal, he faces the law, the wrath of the law, he'll be charged to court. And if he's found culpable, found guilty, the necessary sanctions or punishment will be applied. For instance, we've had cases where officers or prisoners were reduced in rank, so we're actually dismissed. So that's it. And if it's a criminal offense, like I said, if they arrest the court, charged to court, I'll face the wrath of the law. And if he's found guilty, he'll be convicted.
Okay.
So there are a lot of provisions of the checkmate, all of that on ground.
All right. My next question, before I put that out, please, if you're listening and you have questions you want to ask, you can send us that question via WhatsApp. 0809-030-6416. That's the WhatsApp number, 0809-030-6416. Again, 0809-030-6416. We're also live on Facebook, so you can drop your comments and ask your questions there, so we can direct them to our guest, Nigeria Info PH on Facebook. And we're also live on Twitter, Nigeria Info PH on Twitter as well. Now, we have local security outfits, we'll call vigilante groups, and they tend to be also part of these processes, and especially in the rural areas, in the communities. How would you suggest that this is handled, knowing that constitutionally perhaps they should not be operating in that capacity, but then this is the situation we find ourselves? What is your position on that? The involvement in some cases, many even accuse governments of setting up these local vigilantes and using them during campaigns and electioneering periods. What's your take on that? And how it would affect the job of security personnel?
Very frankly, let me tell you this. One of our famous challenges in this country is the gross inadequacy of security personnel nationwide. There are some parts of this country go to devils, there's no security presence. And like I've always said, United Nations ratio prescribed globally one police officer to 400 civilians or 100 persons. We are very far away from that in Nigeria in terms of the strength of the police force.
So how do we manage in this period where that's we need right. every officer on the ground?
Because of that lacuna, that gap created, that is why these vigilante groups are coming up. If you go to the US, go to UK, go to Germany, to France, have you ever heard of vigilante groups? They're not there. Because security is everywhere. Physical security, technology-driven security. You can't do anything and get away with it. In some places, you do something, the cameras will capture you, and with the photographs there, you'll be tracked and traced to wherever you are, you'll be arrested. we're in a country where, look, here in Abuja, there was a contract worth millions of dollars awarded for provision of CCTV cameras on the streets of Abuja. It was frustrated. The ones that were even erected when they started, they were vandalized. So the problem is likely with us.
So how would that affect the campaign process building up to the elections? Because in those communities, these vigilante groups, some are already suggesting that politicians may use them. And if we have that as a problem and we are inadequately policed, the manpower for the police isn't what it should be. Now we could have a situation of a clash of interest where police officers might want to do the right thing, vigilante groups might want to enforce the directives of some politicians. Now that becomes a problem. And then there are the citizens who want to be part of the process who could get caught up in all of this. Where and how, is there a plan for such situations? Are there conversations that should be held? If you can just share your thoughts in a few seconds before we go for a break.
Yeah, let me put this on qualification there. Like I told you, it's the lacuna that brought the vigilante into place. And what you are alleging now, what you are claiming now, is what some of us have been saying. Why they're opposed to state police, creating state police? Or if you have state police, look at the state governments who are going to manipulate and use them against the opposition parties and all of that. That's exactly what you are saying now. Vigilante in the various states will be used by those that put them in position. So these are the problems we're talking about. It has to do with the enlightenment. Whether you are vigilante or police, tell them what to do and what not to do and how to do it.
All right, we'll go for a short commercial now. When we return, the conversation continues. Just stay on the line for
All right. Thank you very much.
Send in your questions. We'll be back.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria
Info. And here we are. We're live on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH. And the question we're asking you on Facebook and on Twitter is very simple. Should we be concerned about the professionalism of security agencies as campaigns begin today? Should we be concerned? We have a few comments on Facebook already. We'll be taking them shortly. And on WhatsApp, I've said you can send in your questions 0809-030-6416. My guest, a former Assistant Inspector General of Police, was a former Commissioner of Police here in River State as well, Felix Okpaudu, and also in Anambra State, is joining us via telephone. Sir, thank you for staying on the line. Good morning once again.
Good morning. Thank you.
All right, so quickly, let me just ask you this before we get onto some questions from our listener. How can we ensure that officers aren't used to intimidate opposition political parties and, in some cases, civilians?
Well, like I said, the Regional Police has commenced a public enlightenment training program specialization for the police officers who are going to be deployed for the election activities, you know. And let me also, let me digress a little bit. When it comes to where we have this warped mentality that he who pays the piper dictates the tune, and we also have this culture of defending the indefensible and justifying the unjustifiable. I've always said we must stand by the truth, by the provisions of the law. A good number, most, I don't want to say all of them, most of our law enforcement officers, certainly the police force, they know what the law stipulates, what the law provides, what they're expected to do. and they also know what they must not do. They also know how to get it done. But when you have these interferences here and there, that's when they keep on digressing and not doing the needful.
This question.
So I think the enlightenment program that the IG had embarked upon before the commencement of campaigns today, we do a long way to correct some of these things.
Okay.
And I will also tell the members of the public, if you see any police officer malfunctioning, doing what is not right, I'm sure the police is going to put telephone numbers, communication numbers with which they can be reported, their conduct can be reported, you know, and it should actually be taken up. But again, let us also appeal to the political gladiators. Politics is not a do or die affair in other political clients, but in Nigeria it's a do or die affair. They think if you don't make it, then nobody else can make it. And look at the kind of the ambition we have in this country. Somebody, I love the governor in a particular state, he was in the House of Reps. That's where he started his political career from, for 8 years, or so, more than that. He became a governor for 8 years. He's in the Senate right now. Most governors, once their 8 year tenure expired, their ambition is going to the Senate. These are some of the things creating problems for us in this country. We don't believe in the concept of what comes around should go around.
Okay.
That is our problem.
All right, Mr. Felix. So there's a question here.
The blame should not squarely be laid on the doorsteps of security of your agency. No. We have a role to play to move this country forward, to make sure things are done the way they ought to be done.
Okay.
Show violence and make sure there's peace and progress.
All right.
The election is free, fair, and transparent.
Mr. Felix, there's a question here from Uche. He says, as usual, everything is easier said than done. How effective has facing the wrath of the law been in this country? The police can't effectively prosecute crimes committed by other Nigerians. How would they effectively punish their own? So he says he has zero confidence in the words that you are saying. So how can they effectively, and which is the concern of most Nigerians, because in the past, they would say, how many police officers have we seen or heard that were punished because of how they conducted themselves during campaigns or elections? So,
let me tell you, this is a mistake they make most of the time. How many Nigerian politicians, political office holders, who have been sacked from their various offices, arrested, investigated, prosecuted, arraigned in court for corruption. Sums amount to billions of naira. How many of them have been convicted? A lot of those cases have been swept under the carpet. And what the government then embezzled, stole, was not even assigned to maintain the police force, to provide them, to empower them, to perform. And you put in so little and expect so much. As far as the police is concerned, go to the National Assembly, and you'll be told how much is spent on leaking roofs, renovation of the chambers, and all of that. What are we talking about?
So these things are reasons why police officers do not function effectively?
You know, tell that guy, let him look elsewhere outside the police force. It is what you can't, when you put in so little, you invest minimally, you're going to reap optimally. If you know what police officers are going through, I would, like I've always said, and everybody says, if you wear the shoe, knows where the pinch is. Politics has become a money-making business in this country. And I'm looking forward to a day when the police and security agencies, those jobs will be made lucrative. Not through corruption, but through what the government provides for them. Like you have in the National Assembly, in politics in this country, that's everybody's aspiring to go there. And are fighting to do that. We must get it right. We have never prioritized security in this country. And like I've always said, in the absence of security in any nation, where security thrives,
all right,
you can't make any progress. Form of human endeavor can take place.
Mr. Felix.
It's like a building on the weak foundation, and you're picking up the 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 floors, and then everything collapses.
Okay.
We must prioritize security.
This person says... This person says, how will security operatives curb activities and excesses of cult groups and violent men and women used by politicians to disturb electoral process?
I've told you that severally. They also need to be empowered to perform. They also need to be empowered to perform and make sure they stand by what is right. They must not be partisan, no tribal sentiment, no political sentiment, no religious sentiment. Do what is right. And that is how we're going to get to destination that we desire.
Mm. Right.
That's the mistake we're making in this country. I'm telling you.
Okay.
Even those of you in the radio, the media, and all of that, a good number of you have your own challenges. Can you come up here to say that where you're working, everything is provided 100%?
But that's the case. If everything is not provided 100% anywhere, but people still try to make sure that they do the right thing. But then it seems like in the country, for there are good police officers. I have some of them as very fantastic friends. But it looks as though in that area, that particular sector, because it involves giving a man a gun and asking him to go do a job. When things aren't provided as they ought to for some of the officers, they tend to use what was given to them to protect to do other things. And now this is the concern. And you know what happens during election periods like this and campaign periods? People then begin to raise concerns. In every other sector, not everything is available. Even in the House of Assembly, with all the monies, we still hear the lawmakers say everything is not there, but you have to try and do the right thing. So the question now is, why we have repeated complaints, and how can we resolve it? Everything cannot be available, but what is fundamentally wrong that needs to be looked at? Because we need our police officers in the right frame of mind going into this season.
Listen, I've made this point before. The Nigerian police officers who go out there outside this country on peacekeeping missions, a number of times they've been adjourned the bank wherever they are serving. There is a female officer, Chief Student Police, a woman of Igbo extraction, who also won the medal, who became the best. She was given an award. The point I'm making is this, and most Nigerians are opposed to it. We must prioritize security. Security first, every other thing will follow. If security is in place 100%, everything will follow. If you must provide everything, we start with the security agency. Provide everything for them first. We keep on joking and we are not saying, when I say that in the absence of security, where is security crimes? No form of human endeavor takes place. Take it or leave it, that is the gospel truth.
Okay.
The young man just sent that text, whatever it is. He's saying it doesn't agree with me. He doesn't understand what's going on. What is exposure? What's his experience? Where has he been to? But we don't want to listen and take. Even look, there's so much insincerity. How can people go to the National Assembly, go to the State Assembly, let them tell you the wages they earn? There are locations meant for them. You'll be shocked. What you will use your step in and salary for a whole year? Some of them take much more than that to purchase newspapers and newspaper allowance. That is the point I'm making. We know our challenges. Let us prioritize the approach we are going to use to fight them, to combat them.
Mm. So you mentioned the police officer who was physically assaulted. In 1 minute, as we conclude, how do we ensure safety of police officers as well in this period as the campaigns begin going into the elections? How are we to ensure the safety of police personnel?
How do we ensure what?
The safety of police officers.
Well, the safety of police officers.
Yes.
You see, that's what I've always said. You know what we have? Well, we have elections in maybe in the states. they were deployed 30,000 policemen to just one state. And the election is reported as being free, fair, and peaceful, no violence. Because we had more than enough personnel on ground. Because the presence of security operatives serves as a deterrent to those that are planning to be violent, to disrupt the election, to smash ballot boxes. But when the men are not enough, that's a big challenge. That is a very big challenge. I've always said inadequacy of manpower is a very, very big challenge.
All right.
We had the election in a number of states. I recall when they had the elections in Anambra, the governorship, governorship election. They deployed 70,000 policemen. The same thing in, was it Ondo, Ekiti, one of those southwestern states, that number. But when you have presidential election, which is held the same day nationwide, how many police officers do you have in each state? It's just the ones you have in that state. And the number is grossly inadequate.
All right, Mr. Felix Okaudu.
And among those police officers within that state, a good number of them are attached to political bigwigs, politicians. And that's why you see that a lot of things happen. The security agents cannot check them. They cannot leave them in the board.
All right, Mr. Felix Okaudu, would have to say thank you very much. Enjoy the curtain here. Thank you for your time and being a part of the program this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome. To have a great day. We'll try to see if we can have you more often. Well, you heard there from our guests his own views and opinion with regards to conduct of police officers, safety of police officers, and how, well, in cases where they err, they should be punished. Now, we'll open the phone lines and take one or two calls before we wrap things up. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002. Election campaigns begin today, and we're asking if you are confident in the professionalism of our security agencies. On Facebook Live, I'll take a few messages here. Stanley says, good morning to you, Femi. Your guest is making sense. And now I'm suffering for this campaign wahala because February last year, my canopies and chairs were damaged in the name of politics problem in Omuma. No one has done anything to pay for the damages. Thank God, Ability says security agencies have been our problem during electionary campaigns when some of these candidates start bombarding their fellow candidates with all manner of abuses. The security agencies keep quiet. Well, 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0003. That's the phone lines. If you're trying to get to us with the phone lines and you're having any difficulties, you can send us your WhatsApp messages or you get to us on Facebook Live at Nigeria Info PH or live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. So we take your comments. We have less than a minute. Hello, good morning, Nigeria Info.
Hello.
Yeah, good morning to you.
Yes, is that Femi Andrew?
This is Nigeria Info to Femi Andrew. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Rasha Mango.
Hello.
Yeah.
Okay. I think perhaps you couldn't hear me. Well, on that note, that's how we wrap things up on the Morning Crossfire today. And tomorrow, we'll do it again. Hello, Port Harcourt comes up next, and Jude is already standing by. As you go out to your campaigns and all that you do, remember to stay safe and do everything you do within the law. My name is Ifeanyi Andrew on all social media handles. Good morning, and thank you for your time.